It's 5:35 afternoon music show rolling on for the wet drive home. It's cloudy. It's a little quiet out there. It's a perfect time to have some live music in studio. As always, we like to have touring artists stop by the studios, local bands stop by the studios, and coming into Anchorage once again, returning champion out of Portland, Ezza Rose and the Ezza Rose Band. Jesse and Ezza are here today. Thanks for coming, guys.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you've been in Alaska for just about a week now, maybe a little bit more, and already I notice on their schedule that they've done, once again, more things than I've done all summer here in Alaska. Thanks so much for topping us.
So,
did you get out to the state parks? Did you do some driving? Did you get some sightseeing in?
Oh, yeah. The road from here to Fairbanks is great. And also down to Seward. Seward's one of our favorite spots. And Denali, we got to go on a hike, finally. Last year, we didn't even get to go on a hike. We saw it.
As a Rose Band playing at the Taproot, at the Monolith Music Showcase at the Taproot Friday and Saturday. The band is also played down in Seward, and you guys are supporting the new album Poolside. Mm-hmm. We last heard from you about a little more than a year ago, right? Or was it just last summer?
Last summer, July.
Everything seems so far ago. We were happy to be spinning songs from the Jacob CD. A song called 2% has been on the radio for a little bit. And are you excited about the new CD, and is it getting out there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's doing really, really well. It was a CD that, or an album really, that we didn't know was going to happen. Just recorded and inspired by an abandoned swimming pool, all natural reverb, a couple microphones, and the truth. No.
Well, we're doing our best to bring you into that spirit. There's enough wetness out
there
that maybe it'll get some of that poolside experience going in the studio. You've got your instruments. We'd love to hear some music for the drive home. What can you play for us?
Well, we're going to start off with a song called County Line, and that's on the Jacob CD. So, yeah. Are you ready? I walk this old county line, trying to find something I lost along the way. I can't find you. I can't find you. Took a train to the east, set my eyes to feast upon you. When I got to your town, all I found was a resting sun to grow.
Oh, Claudia, how?
Music from Ezra Rose and Jesse Detweiler live in studio here at KMBA, sounding a little different than the Jacob CD. There's a little bit more going on here. Is the album as newly amplified as the sound goes?
No. So Poolside is completely stripped down acoustic. It's my old nylon string and ukulele. And it's just myself and the instrument, because that room has so much reverb in it that we recorded in. That, I mean, even if you're standing 6 feet away from somebody, you can hear sound and you can see their mouth moving, but you couldn't make out what they were saying. The reverb in there was so thick. You'll hear it when you listen to it.
Well, you guys have such a warm, rich sound together. It sounds lovely, and it is kind of perfect for a day like today.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself with a lot of those kind of days in Portland where it's a little overcast and maybe a little darker? Is that where you think maybe this warms up the atmosphere a little?
Hopefully.
There's a lot of that for sure.
Well, there is a lot of connections between in the Pacific Northwest, everything from coffee, beer to music. There's a kind of a nice little triangle going, Anchorage, Seattle, Portland. We're all sharing kind of the same flavors, the same outlook on life, and the same atmosphere as far as the weather tends to go. Marty is with the Monolith Agency, and he's helped put together this event. And Marty, step on up just a little bit and did you go down to catch these guys, you or Evan, to find them in Portland, or did they come and find us?
They found us through mutual friends. It's sort of, as we get better known in Portland, people come looking for us, and we hear about people through other people, and sort of a nice little grapevine.
So if people go down to Portland to see music, they can come see you guys and say, hey, I saw this great band?
We have some advice for them, yeah. So. And I have to say, I enjoyed that last song so much because I'm standing in between Ezra and Jesse, and I have this ultimate stereo mix. It was really fun.
This wonderful resonance just ringing through your body, and it's a nice way to spend a Thursday afternoon. The show is on Friday and Saturday. Ezra and Jesse play both nights, and there is Alaskan bands that are featured. What we like to do is we like to bring up a few locals to few outside bands to support the locals, and we are featuring bands like Feeding Frenzy, Emma Hill, also Blackwater Railroad Company, Shoot Dangs, DeBarco, Historian, all part of the two-day festival, if you will, over at the Taproot. And you guys are back in Anchorage and going to be playing this event for the first time. But you've certainly been to the Taproot.
Oh, yeah.
So on the Taproot stage, you're going to bring some wonderful sounds starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday and then 9 o'clock on Friday. You got a couple of tracks you can play for us that maybe we'll hear on the stage over the weekend.
Yeah.
What can you play for us next?
We want to do Amelie?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a brand new one. A brand new song called Amelie. Capo in the wrong place. We're going to start that one over. Sorry.
Real quick. I wish I could describe exactly where the wrong place is for the capo,
right?
But it was there.
It was there. I mean, it felt good. Okay, ready?
We did that on purpose just to rope you in.
Yeah.
So restart your drive home. Go ahead, turn around and get back
we'll
to milepost one.
To the shore.
is broken, when it's gone now, when it's traveled to a different place. Said my mother, said my father, we all come.
Different sound than Marty's probably used to in his rocking studio.
Yep.
It's a great sound for our studio, and the drive home continues here on a Thursday evening that's wet and rainy. And let's keep the warmth going. Do you have another you can share?
We're warming up real good right now. We call this our hot intimate song. So
yikes.
Well, we'll come back off the. Yeah. All right, ready, Jesse?
I'm ready.
This one's on Poolside, and it'll be on the next album, Two Full Band, so.
Tell me. Left me forever hungry, babe, for your sweet sound. I need your loving. Your love. dummy.
Ezra Rose and Jesse Detweiler live in studio. Thank you so much for being here. It's it really is a nice, warm, kind of warm sound that is perfect on a cool evening. And it's a great way to start your night if you're going to come on out Saturday. Ezra Rose will be starting the Monolith Music Showcase at 8 p.m. And Friday night, you can catch Ezra Rose and Jesse on stage at 9 o'clock as part of the Monolith Music Showcase. Two nights? Yeah, that's because there's that much music. There's also more coming from Portland, Animalized. You guys familiar with them, of course?
Yeah, they're great.
They are great, yeah. So let's get out there and support Animalize. And then you got your own Fairbanks band, Feeding Frenzy. You got Emma Hill from here in Anchorage. You got the Seward band, Blackwater Railroad Company, Saturday night. DeBarco and Historian. Historian with some new material coming out real soon. We got a taste of that just last week. And as well on Saturday night. You can get all the details by going to the KMBA website. Monolith Music Showcase is posted right there at the top of the page. Or go to monolithagency.com is where you'll find all the information and ticket details as well. It's an annual event now, and we hope you guys come back for some more of it. Will we see you at Salmon Stock someday in the future?
We're going to try to get down there next year.
We've been there one time.
It was
hope to come back.
Awesome.
And you're definitely thinking about coming back. This is album number 4, Poolside, for Ezra Rose. I guess I didn't quite ask this. It is more than just you and Jesse on the CD.
On Poolside, no, it's just me.
It is. It's just
guitar
you.
Okay. And ukulele. It's completely solo.
I keep wondering, as one of these folks who can just jump on stage with anybody, I imagine, somehow making it sound just right. So I'm very interested in checking out Poolside and these acoustics that you found so interesting.
It's fun.
Because I'm somebody who likes to hear sounds first and then...
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I catch the story second.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's such, and we recorded between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., so the witching hour, past the witching hour. And there was a lot of fun, spooky things that happened down in that pool, too. They were kind of fun. I have tons of ghost stories. If you find me, ask me about it.
Did things show up on the record that were also ghost-like, where you said, where did that sound come from?
Yeah.
It was that, literally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, what's going to be in our studios after you leave? Well, Jesse, thank you for coming in. Ezra, thank you for sharing some songs with us for the drive home. And Marty, thanks for putting together the Monolith Music Showcase each year.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We've got information that's found online, and we'll see you over at the shows on Friday and Saturday. Stay tuned. There's more great music coming up tonight, including World Voices at 8 o'clock. You got Echoes at 10 o'clock tonight. And up next at 6, it's the World Cafe. Thanks for tuning in to KNBA, where music matters.